Greetings. Hi, my name is Mark Levy, and I was a student of Ted Green. I studied with him in the 70s and when I was a teenager, and then again in the 90s. I taped every session, every lesson in the 90s. I studied with him for about three and a half years, somewhere between 91 and 94, 95, and I taped every lesson, and I'm more than happy to share them with you. Please realize that they're totally unedited. And clearly for non-commercial educational use only. And I hope you learn something from this great, great teacher and guitarist and person. And realize I'm just an enthusiastic student, so I probably ask a lot of dumb questions. But you see what a patient man he is with me. So anyway, enjoy and thank you.
I'm not sure.
Oh, mic sensitivity. I'm going to put it on high. Isn't that better if it's on high? Look at that mic. That's a bodacious mic, man.
Yeah, tonight's December 23rd, 92. This is where the time is. Mark's playing a real great feel on this. It's got those triplets. Ronnie Laws, a tune called.
Ronnie Always Laws. There?
Always there.
Jeff Lomer did it.
He's a good artist too, Jeff Lomer.
Then I guess, I don't have it all memorized, but then I guess. I forgot. Something like that. So that's sort of a groove I've been getting into.
It's a great feel.
I listened to it one night. I saw it one night. I started playing. I go, yeah, I love the feel of it.
Okay, let's try My Funny Valentine in that feel. Serious.
I don't know it.
Okay. Let's take a song you already play. Name some of the standards you're playing.
Well, okay. I do. I memorized Georgia. Day.
Georgia. Let's do Georgia in this feel.
That.
Okay. You would have to go boom, check that out. Here's about where the melody would be. Long meter, you understand?
Not really.
Long meter means twice as many beats per chord, but it may mean that you speed the tempo of the beats up. If you used to go one,
I do that a lot.
Two, three, four, new chord. One, two, three, four. Hear me out, man.
Uh-huh.
That's four beats per chord, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just went D. E flat, D. Da, ba, four beats on D. Four beats on I go da, da. Now check it out. Eight beats. Boom, one, two, three, five, six, seven, eight. Boom, Georgia.
Yeah.
Eight beats for each chord now, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a long meter. Feels like you've given the chords. Yet, chronologically, it was about the same. It took about the same amount of time. It's an illusion.
It is, isn't it?
That's why. You just go into twice as many beats, and if you're lucky, it'll work. Sometimes it'll come by way too slowly when you just double it. Sometimes you've got to double it and raise the tempo, too. Because if it's already super slow, as in here, and then you just double that, sometimes it isn't quite fast enough. Next point, triplets at this speed. It's just about where you were living. So Georgia could be boom, you could put all that stuff you were just doing. Let's give it a go, will you?
Okay, let's see.
Okay, now you're doing short meter.
That's how I normally play it.
I understand. Right? Long meter, you got to really hear it stretched out.
Right.
It's going to be another thing, a little challenge. Turn up low, please, Mark, since he's not there. Again, please. Straight D chord, straight like D. Again. Yeah, keep hitting it for a little while for me, please. thirds perfect, and then it's a high flat.
Yeah,
it's how flat that dude is. Because thirds are always sharp in our tuning system. Just a hair. Again, please. I'm going to need a few more hits of it.
Sure.
This kind of a neck will move around with these big strings.
It's a nice looking guitar.
I love the colors of these two guitars together for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now we're getting there. Okay, so here's the thing. Something
That's
like
cool.
that.
Those embellishments, the little, that's it, that's
a lot of it's about the volume.
Good. Uh-huh.
Long meter, all this thing. Now triplets like you're doing, I don't seem to do a lot of that,
right.
But I was saying, now, suppose I slow the tempo down, put it. And all that cool stuff that you're doing naturally, I don't feel that, honestly. I mean, I feel great when I hear you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it feels good, but my hand isn't used to just playing triplets in the middle of that. I'm used to doing what I was just doing.
Well, I want to learn how to do what you're doing, too.
But what you're doing is ultra cool, too, believe me. So I'd like to hear you take that thing you're naturally doing, make the tempo about here.
See, I usually play that like as a gospel-y type tune, too.
How so, man?
Like, I'll go, you want me to just play it?
Yeah.
Because I think it's all just
a few bars would be fine. Now, how do you hear the time? Tell the tape recorder where your time is. Like, count it off, or
I don't necessarily.
See, it can't be ultra satisfying for you unless you, now Mark, not somebody else, unless you put this song into time eventually. You gotta go for tempo sooner or later. I don't mean necessarily at the beginning, although it's good for our teaching purpose now just to come out of the gate with the tempo. That's great. Yeah, what you're adding in there, that feel could be nice. It really could.
That type.
Now, you have to make a decision about whether you're going to play in three or four, unless you don't mind changing meters all the time.
Is that what I'm doing?
A little bit in a few spots. Because you also can feel...
Mm-hmm.
Count out loud for me what you feel.
Three, one, two, three,
right.
That's
so
it.
So if you go...
You know why? Because I've been playing stuff like that, too, a lot. I've been doing...
Those tapes are, I mean, we've been talking about it, it's starting to filter into your head.
Yeah, like a...
Give me a count off, please, Mike.
One, two, three.
And what structure are you thinking of in this? Comes out of what song?
It's a gospel tune called Carry On.
I see.
So, it's
so
like
count
that.
It off, man.
One, two,
thank you. It's pretty cool.
That's a good melody, huh? I like the sharp four there.
I do too.
Going to the minor four.
I have to side with you on that.
But you're right. One of my big things, I think, playing by myself is time. I have a problem with it, man.
Not much. You just have to remember to do it. For some reason, you've habituated yourself into not, but you love time.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you have a problem at all. I just think you have a lack of habit in this area.
Right.
So some of the gospel feels are this gospel three that we're doing right now.
Right.
There's a faster one. It's like a... It's almost jazz waltz.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got that... You might say, well, that's doo-wop, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of feels.
Mm-hmm.
But... for me. So what are these?
Two triplets.
That's right. So this is a triple one, whereas the gospel three is... Count out loud, please.
Three, one, two,
that's right.
Three,
these are quarter notes.
One, two, three, right.
So the three joins in with gospel either as normal eighth triplets, where they're actually parts of the beat, or as real legitimate beats. Everyone's a beat, but grouped in threes. And if you play the jazz waltz feel, it's a slight variation on one of those two things, somewhere in the middle. So that's all the three stuff. Now you got the four thing. By the way, there's always the consideration of long meter versus short meter. It can join your head anytime, and it's worthwhile to look at until it becomes easier.
Mm-hmm.
And it will. I mean, I used to be so troubled by this. I could not switch into it. Now I'm starting to learn how. And it gets exciting. You learn to hear it from practice. So, if I try the song in short meter with the gospel three, B.
Right.
It's just over before. It does. It's too rushed, isn't it?
Right. Right.
Excuse me, just one moment. Hello, Jean-Marc. I'm here with student and. Okay, Jean-Marc. Sure. You do this. Thank you, sir. Bye. This boy wants to come and give me a present. That's sweet. Mark, we understand each other on this issue. I want to make clear again. So we have this 3-4 gospel. That's what I call gospel 3.
Right.
Then we have the either 9-8, either 6-8, 9-8, or 12-8.
I see what you're saying.
Those are really different.
Mm-hmm.
6-8 and 12-8 are about the same. It's just an arbitrary distinction. But 9-8 could really feel different because it's three beats, each divided into three.
Right.
Then you have the consideration. Oh, yeah, and the jazz waltz is always an option.
Mm-hmm.
Now you also have the consideration of long meter versus short.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, well, you're never going to want to do that short thing, are you? But some feels are just perfect with the short, and some aren't.
Now, can you, again, for the tape, define short and long meter?
Yes.
The
No, I can't. I should say no, but I shall try. Short meter is, I'm going to change that phrase, instead of calling short meter, to regular meter.
Okay.
Meaning like how a song is written.
Mm-hmm.
Long meter is when you take the way something's written and double the number of beats for each chord change.
Okay.
So if yesterday goes... How many beats on the first F chord? How many beats were
four?
There? That's correct. So in long meter would give it how many beats?
Eight.
That's right. You might say, but tenth's already slow. Why would you want to give it any more? It's already too long almost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you might have to speed the time up. That's the trick. If we go suddenly... and then have to wait four more beats. It's not really good. But if we go... Pretend you never heard the song before and you didn't know.
A little Detroit action of...
It's true. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
If we didn't know how it's supposed to be. We've gone bleep.
Yeah.
Boo, da, da. Mm-hmm. It took 8 beats to say bum, two, 3, and 4, and 5, right. 6, 7. You're getting right. the idea.
I get it.
We had to change the tempo, though, at that mm-hmm. other tempo. And that's consistent with what I said earlier mm-hmm. about sometimes you do have to raise mm-hmm. it. But long meter's kind of fun. It gives you
it
more
is.
Time to live.
Mm-hmm.
That bop stuff, man, is in your face, man. I'm going, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
I got rhythm changes, man, except
great
for the
solo
bridge.
Guitar. Long meter, huh?
Long meter's exceptionally cool for anything if you want to say more. And it's also scary. When I first started doing it, it was awful
mm-hmm.
because it's like, well, I have nothing to say. Now I have more time to say nothing.
Mm-hmm,
I
mm-hmm.
felt terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of it, but mm-hmm. it's scary because mm-hmm. if you don't feel that you're really saying something that you like, it's
mm-hmm.
worse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It puts a premium on finding ways to be expressive.
Exactly.
Because I still don't always like what I'm saying, but I like how I'm trying to be more expressive mm-hmm. through the years as
mm-hmm.
I go on. Anyway, so we understand about that. Mm-hmm. Back to gospel, since I know you dig that black thing so mm-hmm. much. This was another form of it. It's 4-4 time. Just change it to 8-4.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite simple. You just take anything that's just cruising along.
Right.
It can be as slow as this. It could be... Let's take a song that goes about it. This beat. Say a song when... What's it in this key? It's a long meter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, this is, doesn't need any help.
Right.
The song sounds great already, but just for the hell of it. Melody B now. That one has so much time,
mm-hmm.
To me it doesn't seem appropriate.
Right.
There were just like tons of beats on each chord, because it already had...
Mm-hmm.
But say another title. We're going to find one that works in 4-4, you're going to go, God, I got to get into gospel 4-4 long meter, so
mm-hmm.
you don't think that it's all 3-4.
Right.
Say a song, Mark, any song you like. We'll find one. We'll get one.
Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
Okay.
You know that tune?
That's right.
Yeah. I just learned it, so.
So, here's the key.
Is that in 4? That's in 4. Right.
Okay, that's 4-4 time. It's a shuffle, bouncing 4. I love the beginning of that band, that big band.
I can't remember it, but
it's incredible. Yeah. You'll love it. Okay, so now I'm going to speed the time up. Now I'm going to take the shuffle out of it. So if we went... it's fine. Right in there.
Mm-hmm.
3, 4, boom, 1, 2, 3.
Right.
It's 8 beats on the chord now.
Yeah. When I call my baby on the telephone, tell her I'm all alone. She's over here by the time I count from 1 to 4 or something like that.
That song I loved so much. I don't know if I told you this when I was a kid. I think I walked miles to just hear it and stuff on the jukebox. I just was crazy about that song.
That's something like that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's
good, Mark. That's sounding pretty authentic there.
Can it?
Maybe you'll try and do the long... It doesn't need long meter. You know what I might like is 3 instead of 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going...
Was I playing in 2?
You're playing in 4-4
four,
with 2 beats on each chord.
Mm-hmm.
You might go to 6-4 instead of 4. We get 3 beats on
mm-hmm.
each chord.
Mm-hmm.
Just as later in the range.
I need to work
longer,
on this stuff.
It's
right.
like switch to the key of A flat, let's say. It's
mm-hmm.
natural because it's got those...
Mm-hmm.
All that 4 of stuff that
right.
we've got.
Right.
Suddenly it could be... This recording I did in the late 70s, this album.
Like your solo.
Yeah. that was that song Just Friends, and I was cruising along doing this, and then I went into Long Meter 3.
Yes. You had a little solo.
And it was
break.
Like for a moment there, it probably sounds wrong. Everybody who heard it probably said, oh no, this guy's low. Oh, it's a shame. You're just starting to think well of him a little bit. And it was like, wait a minute, he's coming out of the gate. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a different. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
The meter changes?
Yeah. But that's when you were moving, you did a lot of the bass work.
It's all bass oriented at that moment. Yeah, and I believe that I have gone into not just three, but a lengthy three.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of four beats in each bar, I must have given it six. I don't think I cut a beat out and went into three.
See, I don't think I got to learn to think more in
it's
that
term. It's a tough
terms.
Thing. It may take you a year of your life,
longer,
every
probably.
Day,
yeah.
You know, giving it some time. But you know what? It's very worthwhile.
Do you sit with a metronome? With
no,
a tune?
I don't like metronomes unless I need them.
Mm-hmm.
But I like thinking about the meters of American music, man. It's really significant how much pleasure it can add to your playing.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, well, I kind of dig jazz. I kind of dig gospel. You have to manifest these different grooves
right.
and different tunes and try them. And some of them die. You'll see when you hear this tape back, I died on some of them. And others are kind of interesting.
No, I understand. And it's like, you know, I maybe I could play it, but I just haven't heard it. Or I haven't heard it enough, so it's in me.
We're going to start cataloging rhythms.
Yeah, let's do that. I want to be, I want to work. That's an area, a weak point of mine that I want to really home in on.
Merrick, this will be underneath our practice.
Great,
schedule
good, good.
Let's just shut this off.
Also,
for a
sure, I was going.
Here we go. So we're making a catalog here of American rhythms.
Right. I want to be able to know that, be able to take a tune and go, yeah, well, that's this
special
way.
Note. This is very significant, and we just discussed it, but you got to. I want to bombard your brain cells with this
Please.
Thought tonight. Long meter is always an option. Success with it is not guaranteed, but long meter is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's always worth. I'll just write. It's always worth. Given a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Time permitting.
Sure.
If you're real busy and something's happening already, go with what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Better than do
mm-hmm.
nothing. But
mm-hmm.
that's about focus, that thing. Being willing to say, I'd love to sample all the candy in this store, but I know
I want to know what the candy is.
I'd get a whipping if I don't get home in time. I better just take this one cool barn out. Better than getting no bar. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough thing for a guy like you to do if curiosity's running. You're a very curious-minded person.
Right. Well, I was thinking about it today, too, and it's like also, it seems like a lot of times I want that fix, like now, you know, and I'll start practicing it with good intentions, and then, boom, I'm into a blues, you know.
Do the blues and then put it uptown, and let's take it from you.
Oh, I have.
And start, you know, get this stuff back, and then pretty soon you're...
I've been doing stuff like
and
that.
And suddenly you're back, force yourself to go back to your tunes.
Yeah, again, yeah, not, I have been going back into the tunes, but I've been doing, like, blues, and then, like, I've been pulling in a lot of, like, flat three minors, trying to work, you know, going to flat three minor, going to the flat seven, trying to work on things like that within that, you know, progression or vein.
And by the way, what's long meter mean again? I forgot.
It means you double the time of the chord changes.
You say I don't understand. Say I'm the student. I go, double the time of the chord changes. You mean it's going to take us twice as long on each chord?
No.
It's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It very well may not take us twice as long, because if we raise the tempo...
Right.
Then maybe
okay,
it doesn't take...
Okay, log's not the right word.
We double the number of...
Beats.
On...
The chord changes.
Each. We double the number of beats on each...
Chord change.
That's correct. Every chord now gets twice as many beats. However, in many cases, raising the tempo a bit or a considerable bit, even double, is not unheard of. Flat out double time for a lot of seasoned veterans is simply going to long meter.
Mm-hmm.
Take a ballad that's
Cherokee.
In cut time.
Yes.
Cherokee was written in cut time, I believe. So yeah, that's right. That's a classic example. Yeah.
You get a feeling. You get a feeling of speed, but the movement's slow.
And the reason you feel speed is because the bass and the drum, especially the bass, sets out quarter notes after the bebop era. The bass became the timekeeper of quarter notes. So do you hear? Name a ballad that you play in there. Stone ballad. But Beautiful, Round Midnight, I mean,
But Beautiful, I do.
Okay, so if you play. This is the time. I'll speed it up a little. Those are half notes. They're not quarters. Just look where my foot's tapping. But if I play this, we can still feel that this is a very slow beat. If the bass player should be playing that, even if he's embellishing, we still feel like that it's not anywhere near pulsating with quarter note energy. If he starts to, just by doubling the number of perceived beats per chord, he's already got a form of long meter compared to what we had.
Right.
If he then changes that into... Now, if I bring the tempo up with that, see, say it was here. Okay, now I'm going to change it to... that's it. Now I'm going to change that twice as fast if I can. That's going to be raging tempo if you
blind.
That's like, here's how many beats. So it's tricky. You got to find the right speed for the right tune. But a common thing is to go into a very modest form of double time on ballad. You play Sonny Gets Me when you go. This won't take long to demonstrate. This is an easy one to show. You get the ears to hear.
Sure.
That's already double time. Because how many beats now are on each chord, Mark?
Four.
That's right. How many were before when I went?
Two
slow beats.
Right.
Two slow beats becomes four fast ones. Standard operational procedure for taking them. But you felt this
anyway.
I do
that. Yeah. But I just don't... I mean, sometimes I do it. I just don't know I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
It's good to be aware of it, though. I'm not saying it's bad to have intuition, but it's nice to have it under control and to be able to talk to the drummer and say, double time. Because that means the same in this case.
Yeah, no, I agree. I would much rather notice it and say, hey, do this now, instead of saying, oh, is that what I did? Yeah,
that particular form of long meter where you keep the exact same chronological time, but to the ear, there are twice as many beats, and suddenly a tempo that's active and dynamic versus a very slow is often, I believe, out there in the street called double time, as opposed to truly doubling the...
Right.
Suddenly into this raging tempo or something. Solo guitar region. Yeah. So the type, the American rhythmic types, before we set out an agenda.
Sure, okay, please.
Straight eighths. Straight eighths range from super slow, like Come Together.
Right.
That's about as slow as you hear straight eighths ever. It's about that speed. They were still funky because of the way John played. He didn't sit there and go.
Right.
And a kid would just bang on it. I mean, they just had a groove to them anyway. But they were slow eighths, man. I am telling you. Sexy beat. So, that all the way from there to At the Hop. You ever heard At the Hop?
At the Hop.
It starts out.
Right.
That was a feel that was common. If you tap with that, if you go, At the Hop. That's how fast the quarters are. Talk about fast straight eighths. But it worked, man. I mean, if you want to do it well, I'm just butchering the bastard. You would use have downstrokes, or if you couldn't do it, I can't really do that. I mean, you'd be precise as you could be.
Right.
They had a piano player who just had great chops and just sat there like this. His face must have gotten a youth reduction after each...
Yes.
Playing that way, leaning over a piano. Gravity is reversed. So anyway, eighth notes range and tempo, extraordinarily wide. Subdividing the beat into how many parts, Mark?
Subdividing the beat in two.
That's correct. Now we have the regular division of the beat into two parts. Regular meaning recurring over and over, but unevenly spaced eighth notes.
Those are the triplet or the swing ace.
Sometimes referred to as triplets with a tie or triplets with a rest.
Mm-hmm.
How do those sound? Syllabize them a little bit for the tape.
Da 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 da.
That's right. The longer you wait, the farther back.
The cooler it is.
You know about that, right?
Yeah.
If you play this, this is well-intentioned young white boy with first long hair peeking over his collar in the 50s going. It's a little stiff sounding. It's okay. It beats the hell out of not playing guitar. But if he can get back here a little more, it'd be more uptown. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
And the more within reason. Stevie Ray was way back.
Yeah, he's
he put
good.
That on the map for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When it's way back, it
seems
so
like it
cool.
goes down the river a little bit farther.
Yeah, right? It really does. It's so relaxed and cool.
That's what I'm trying to achieve. I want to achieve that.
Same thing about tempo. Everything from. You've heard
or,
that kind of
or
slowest tempo stuff,
or
man.
Jazz.
The fastest bop tempo known to man where these are quarters. But at that tempo you cannot make out which are swing and which are straight. So let's bring it back to about here. Fast swing tempo. That's more in time with people's body rhythms for dancing anyway. That's why swing was so big.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can hear versus straight ace,
right?
But when the tempo, let's go back to the, let's take it a decade forward to the cool school.
Mm-hmm.
Put the tempo about here. When you play straight jazz ace, you get. Here's farther back than straight A's. When you are that slow, it's good to lay back even farther. They become almost straight again.
Right.
They're almost boo 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 bum 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 bum. Almost even again. But they're each
a
like
phase.
A little out of phase with something that's weird there. Mm-hmm. It makes it feel nice. You just act like.
I know.
You can
from,
hear this.
From cool to square is like that much.
It's true. It's true, Mark. It's very well played. This should look right and sound right from a book. They tell you to delay it and make it a shuffle eight. It's not bad, but that needs the tempo help. If you take that phrase and put it here, then it's okay. It's not so bad. But as the slower it goes, the more you really got to be relaxed and way back. Okay, so we understand the shuffle ace, that qualifies easily for feel number two in American lower here rhythms. Straight ace was first, shuffle ace was second. Tempo is amazingly wide in both. Long meter options abound everywhere. Just an option. Third feel is a conglomerate of many feels. Just I didn't want to make it too crazed for people. So I grouped everything that had an association with three under this. That's for your purposes, being a man who likes thoroughness, how can we say this? It needs delineation. No, it's cool. I meant it to go over there. It's called the optional pen pickup. When I get over there, if it still has some ink left in a few days, and it was only temporarily mad at me.
Okay.
There we go to number three. This is all. I'm just going to write three feels.
Uh-huh.
That encompasses A, gospel three, which is another way of saying. If I write IE, you know what IE means.
Yes.
IE, 3/4 coolness.
Right.
If you speed that tempo up, you actually just get jazz waltz. That's all it is. It's gospel 3/4 sped up a little bit. Instead of going, I think that's right. I hope I'm saying this right. I'm still learning a lot about these things too, Mark, because I don't give them a lot of time because I'm busy. And I've relied on my intuition for the last year or so with this stuff. But I believe it's true, yeah. Yeah, if you put it here, use different rhythmic figures. I mean, it's still 3-4. We tap with...
Right.
If I slow back down... Speed it up and change the kind of chords to jazz chords. Still 3-4.
Uh-huh. Right. Right.
One,
right,
two,
right.
Three, one. Instead of four, one, two. Here's the gospel, this is about here. Here's the jazz, this is about here.
Right, exactly.
Different kind of harmonies, because jazz is different than gospel. Different harmonies. Great, you're understanding this. I'm excited.
It
includes gospel 3 and jazz waltz together. It's just a tempo difference. I love it. This is really helping me as a teacher, too, that you're interested in this.
Oh, yes.
Every now and then I get somebody who's excited by it. I've had to force this stuff on people sometimes when it's for their own good.
Well, I mean, I know it's just an area that I want to deal with, and that I don't... I know I need to draw that within my plane.
Jazz rhythmic figures. Yeah, only differences. New jazz rhythmic figures, B. Tempo increase. And, of course, I'm even going to write the words of course because it is such a given. New harmonies. But that's not about the rhythmic thing. But it's worth mentioning because it's part of the difference. Okay, we move forward. 6-8, 12-8. We mentioned that before. That's where you take an existing beat. You make triplets. You actually make... What are you doing there now? Like, how are you figuring? That's interesting. What are you thinking about?
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Okay, I'll try and match it up with the speed of mine. Try to say one. Go one, one, one. Now fit the two and the three in between those ones. One, one, one. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Whenever you're stuck on any counting, say one on each beat. This is a formula now. If you're stuck, say one, 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 and then start adding the stuff in between, like 1 EM to 2 EM, because you can feel. It's a simple method. It took me 35 years to realize that that was an easy catch-all.
Just go back.
So stupid that I missed that. If I say count out loud. Try to fit with my harmonies now. Listen where I'm changing. Check it out now. Count out loud. Count, sync up with me now. Count, sync up with my feel. You're counting, but you're not in sync with me. Meter. Now you have to add some twos and threes. Are you really with me on the... try to say the new... This is a different strategy. Once you know how to divide the beats... See, we're not dividing beats now. We're trying to group the beats. That's completely different. It's not looking for what's inside of them. It's saying, how do these fellows like to congregate in public?
You know? Right.
So... when you hear, like, new change, like, then you got to count till the new change appears, for instance. So you said one before I even got to the new change. One would indicate a new bar, wouldn't it? When you say one, two, but that didn't feel like I should be in a new bar when I'm going.
Two, three.
If you say one now, I should be changing to a new bar. But if I'm going to change to the chord on beat two in the new bar, isn't that unusual? To suddenly just have the new chord enter on beat two?
Yeah.
Versus
what you're doing, right? What we're doing.
Right. So you listen to this and naturally group it. It'll surprise you. Yeah, it's 4-4. So how can we make this feel like the gospel thing with the triplets? We just have to add the triplets inside. That's too fast for me to be comfortable with the triplets. So I gotta slow it down. It's a monkey. terrible limitations to some rhythms. So if we... So when you hear this feel... It's still 4/4, but it's got that gospel tripping thing pushing it, feeling it along.
Yeah, it's not straight.
It's not the jazz, just... It's not going... Or a straight Chicago blues. You know, it's not this. There's definitely more dynamics with all these little subdivisions.
Different accents? With
that a lot of cool little bubbling things in there, underneath, inside of the beats. Mm-hmm. All the 12-8, 6-8, or 12-8, it doesn't matter which you call it. They're really, it's like high energy bubbling. And I'm going to write that way. It's like kind of a high sort of, I'll just write, because I don't have it precisely. It's sort of high energy bubbling inside the beats, if that's going to help. Now we have to talk about 9/8.
Okay.
These are all just things under the heading of 3. As long as you... That's okay.
That's cool.
It gives you stuff to look forward to, but some of it's pretty obscure, but it could come in handy someday. You never know.
Is there... and we don't have to... You know, because this is a subject I'm sure we're going to be dealing with for some time. Maybe in the future we could talk about it if there's examples out there.
I don't know, man. I haven't done enough research. Right. I just tried to say, time's busy... People call.
Right.
What can I come up with now to help the students? So I luckily stumbled onto things about 12-8, but God knows what album has it on. Probably every good gospel album ever recorded has something of this.
Uh-huh.
Must be something there, sooner or later, somewhere. Good evening. Oh, hi, Joe. Yeah, hi, Joe. He's a good guy. I've got more tape, by the way, if you run out. I got tons of tape. We're back.
Wait a second. Oh, no, you're in. You got it.
Yeah, she's moving.
Yeah, you got
it. She looks pretty happy. We're on side 2 already, aren't we?
Auto reverse.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Cool. Coolness. Total coolness.
We're doing the 3s.
I brought one with speed control and moved auto reverse. It's got a Sony just like this, but stereo mic and speed control.
Wow.
$100 discount. $80 at Electronics.
Not a good deal.
For starting off pitch control, man.
I think so many tapes. I thought it had a slight one. No, it has slow, it has speeds. This has a medium, slow, and fast speed.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Well, that's almost as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I remember seeing this. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's groovy.
Yeah.
You know how a lot of cassettes are a little bit off because they're recorded on different machines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Back with gospel, three things that have a 3 feel that you might want to know about just to, for the right feel for the right song. The next step here, we've already got gospel 3 and jazz waltz together. We have that 6/8 or 12/8 thing. Gospel, it's definitely a gospel 6/8 or 12/8. Now there's a doo-wop 6/8. You know, did I ever play it for you? Do you know what it sounds like on guitar? Are you cool with that?
I think so.
Yeah. If you want to do it solo guitar, what you do is you play bass figures that the piano, it's a piano style.
Mm-hmm.
For instance.
Yeah, that's great. Cool.
This kind of thing, 1/6.
Mm-hmm.
But you add little harmonies.
With the, the Grateful Dead, the friend of a friend is a friend of a devil, a friend of mine. You ever heard that tune?
No.
Similar rhythm, I guess.
Like.
Yeah.
You know. You've heard that thing. So it's a doo-wop. I mean, you. Anyway, doo-wop is there.
Okay.
Doo-wop is, by definition, a bunch of different things, but not that many things, but one of the classics is the 12-8.
Right.
It's just, how many beats are in a bar, do you think? You have two options. Don't let my bass figures fool
me. Oh, you're asking me a question?
Because, yeah, I'm sorry.
Four?
Yeah, I believe okay. It's four, and each one's divided into?
Three.
That's right, so that's why we get the 12, mm-hmm. the 12 little eighths.
Mm-hmm.
The cool way to write 12-8 that's more symbolic of how it's felt, it's the new age kind of time signatures, it's groovy, it really is. It's like the new key signatures I think we're going to get. We're going to have flats and sharps in them, some of them. Like D harmonic minor, it's going to show a flat on B and
wow.
sharp on. Why not? Yeah. I mean, why keep writing that sharp in? If the
hey.
Whole Yngwie for 10 minutes in yeah. that key, write the sharp in at the beginning. So this is the
okay.
new age kind of time signature. It shows that there are four beats in a bar, four is on top,
mm-hmm.
and says that each beat is really three little guys together, three triplets.
Okay.
Three triplet eighths. It's really not triplets, but they're eighth notes grouped in threes.
Mm-hmm.
It's four units of three mm-hmm. eighth notes each.
Now you're talking more like a rhythm chart because...
I mean...
12-8.
I mean, like when Bach wrote a time signature,
right.
he wrote 12-8. The new thing someday might be this because it shows... 12-8
okay.
could mean different things.
Same.
Yeah, these are equivalent. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
Let me write an equal sign.
Yeah. Okay.
These
yeah.
equal each other.
That's cool.
Okay. Then we have far less significant for you at this stage of your life, but not without its pleasures, because you're part of what you love in music is definitely not black. Like Bach is not black.
Oh, no, I love all that stuff.
Yeah, and part of the European tradition of time is three.
Mm-hmm.
They're strong on three.
Mm-hmm.
None of what we've done so far sounds anything like three. But we're supposed
not
to be
really.
Doing American rhythms.
Right.
But one thing that they brought from Europe that did catch on, and many, many successful songs for the first 50 years, the
mm-hmm.
first half century,
mm-hmm.
are waltzes.
Right.
So we have the doo-wop thing, which is the latter-day version of the waltz.
Mm-hmm.
If you take theme from a summer plays, which you've heard goes a... Maybe as you're a little kid, you heard that song. If you play it this way, it feels more like one, two, three.
Right, right.
If you go like... that's a three... One, two, three. One. We feel groups of three,
triplets.
Right? It's three, four.
Mm.
No, I think you can feel it as one real comfortable
mm-hmm.
slow beat, in which case you say, are these triplets or are these three, four? You can write it as...
Okay, yes.
You can write, the time signature would be one,
mm-hmm.
underneath would be a dotted half.
Mm.
Or you can write three, four and feel that these are quarters.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a lot of coffee or something, when you hear... You might tap each one,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but it's just as easy. Most people feel just lazy.
Right.
So, in a sense, it's every bar is one big fat dotted quarter
mm-hmm.
divided into three separate quarters.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waltz. So waltzes are alive. Some songs just are waltz. The original version of My Favorite Things is just
right.
just a waltz.
Right.
The classic German rhythmic figure or European rhythm is umpapa, right.
right?
You don't have to umpapa it, but
mm-hmm.
it's definitely a... It was only McCoy and those John, you know? Whatever they did. And then in major...
Right.
That's definitely the jazz waltz.
Mm-hmm.
It's the energy of this... Meeting those rhythmic figures, they go
mm-hmm.
meeting up with this and the kind of harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
You take that energy away and just go, and it's back to straight.
Right, exactly, okay.
Which is when you're playing for kids,
I love this stuff.
I swear this is a kid like rhythm, kids can feel it. They're unspoiled, I mean, if they're not like already 16
mm-hmm.
or something, I would.
They're not already like, no, man, I want to do this, man. By the way, give me a hit of that smoke.
I should say
man.
Middle class white suburban kids, I guess.
Give me a hit
you have
that
to limit.
Smoke, man. What, are you going to throw that butt away, man?
But actually, if you played for a four-year-old and you just put him in a room and he just loved music, he'd probably go for this. No matter what his culture, it's just a natural, beautiful thing in nature. It's just, so, you have to at least mention the walls. Now, we can leave this domain of three, finally. This is all under the heading of do something in three sometimes. Just remember to try stuff that has a three. Well, it's either one, three, four. Which is like saying three groups of quarter notes. Three. No, it's like saying one. Oh, well, that's why we keep the liquid paper people in business. Do we have one here? These people love me. 51% ownership of the country. No, no. If it keeps going, it might turn into... Oh, yeah, I was going to take the news. Did I say... No, I got to get one of the VCRs ready to just... The news has been favorable recently in Washington. At least Clinton is trying hard to do things right, and I like it. Yeah. So I'm trying to follow it. It's way too soon to, you know... Who knows what's going to happen?
Georgie is like sort of making some commitments. I hope Clint wants.
Yeah, that's a good point. We hope he can. I think if it were a serious breach, he would have met with them already. They would have met. Bill would have said, George, I think they actually get along now that the whole thing is over and have a modest amount of respect.
Oh, George just goes, hey, I want to just hand the ship over to you, buddy, any way you want it. We'll just do it the right way.
George has been pretty cool having Dana Carvey come on. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I did.
That was pretty great. He's been a good sport. Barbara actually stood up for Hillary to the press, which was really good. She said, why don't you leave her alone?
Right.
Stop writing these bad... They said, you don't think we're being fair with her? She says, not apparently. Look at what you're writing about. Look at these bad jokes, terrible jokes.
Yeah.
She said, I met her. She said, she's really warm and smart and nice. She said, why don't you just give her a chance? I mean, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
How many... I would never expect the Bushes to have been that gracious. I thought, well, they won't say any bad, but they're getting out of there.
Not saying
any good either.
Right.
About folk from Arkansas. Did my heart good. Okay, Mark, we're ready to talk about rhythmic type number four.
Okay.
It's just a reference page.
Okay, good.
Maybe
you'll
Xerox this off for me so I'll remember
I'm probably going to do. I'll Xerox give you a copy, but I'm going to type it up.
Okay, that's cool. And I want a copy of what our program is that I'll keep next to your file so I can monitor
it
between lessons and think, let me make sure to quiz them on this.
And yep. Okay, yeah.
So, okay, great. So number four, we get lucky, Mark, because the first two things divided the beat into two parts.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing is essentially dealing with dividing either the beat or the measure into three parts.
Right.
So number four.
Four part?
Yeah,
that's
16ths. So really
good
worked out so we can remember it easy.
Mm-hmm.
16ths. There are two types of 16ths. No, actually there are a bunch of 16ths, but the most important one for you by far is the black swing 16th. There's also regular 16ths. We'll talk about these in a second. Regular rock 16ths.
Okay.
And there's florid 16ths.
This is cool. I like studying. I want to be able to say, when people go, what kind of music do you like? I love all music, but I'm really studying American music from roughly 1920 on. You know, I dig that. It's a big subject.
Horizontal. Horizontal texture. Horizontal rippling. It's rippling is what it is. Are you doing Winter Wonderland there?
No.
Like, it sounds, ba-da-da, boo-da, happy tonight.
It was a question later. I wanted
fourth
to bring
chords?
It. Well, we're taking the diminished seventh, and it seems like if I move these two voices up, what is that? It's like a sus type? Is that an extension on the diminished, or?
Play the first chord again, please. What's your root tone assumed to be?
This is
what key are we in?
Actually, it's actually would be it's in key of A. It's actually a.
I did set
an E7 flat 9. That's probably what.
Where's it go to next? Yeah, it's 5-1 there.
Okay, so.
Yeah, diminished in the key of A sounds like.
No, it's not diminished. Exactly, that's a 5-1.
Yeah, this is.
So
that's fine.
So I'm adding the flat, the sharp 5. I'm adding just the sharp 5 there.
That's correct.
Because if I go up here...
Wait, you got a flat 9 in there too? Yeah, you got a flat 9 too. You have the F too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can give it some juice, man.
I just like...
Yeah, all this stuff is flat 9, sharp 5.
But then I could go up here.
Let's see what you're doing. Yeah, you're sussing it here. This is a B minor. This is what you're really doing here, Mark. You're going, play that chord again, please. That's B minor 7 flat 5, affiliate. It's an affiliate. This is the E.
Mm-hmm. I notice it.
It's a 2-5, in other words, what you just did.
Oh, then up here. Okay. Oh, that doesn't really quite fit there. I thought of something symmetrical.
Slightly out, but it's fun out. Mm-hmm. It's a major 7 on the 5. Mm-hmm. You'll work with it. We don't want to run down too much, just for the moment. We have a lot still to talk about here. Folk. Folk 16ths. There you go. Three terms for that. And there is the special Tupelo, Mississippi. No, what city was he born in? We're just going to say special Mississippi 16th, see below, because we're going to put it has its own category, uh-huh. American rhythm. You'll see what it is.
Who is he?
You'll see.
Okay.
You'll like it. Then we have number 5 is 2-beat, i.e. cut time. Mm-hmm. Cut time means in numbers, Mark.
2-2?
Thank you. Number 6. Special note about 16ths. Early forms were fragmented 16ths. By that I mean just a few of them placed judiciously. 1965, there was a cut called Shotgun. Just use one example. Or Rescue Me, if you
will. Okay, Rescue Me.
The guitar part in Rescue Me went ching, ching, pachika, ching, 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 pachika. Those little pachikas are...
Mm-hmm.
Notice he only does them on one beat. He goes quarter, ba-da-da, ba-da-da. Like one, two, and... Well, it's the last tiny bit of the second beat into the first couple at 16ths available in beat 3.
Okay.
Ba-da-da. And beat 4 is just a quarter. He's not going, jugga, 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 mm-hmm. sock it to me. That's about 2 to 3 years later.
Right.
In between those, in 66, you had Sam and Dave, which, just to use one example, was a very early form of a hit. It was a stone 16th note groove with Hold On, I'm Coming. Have you ever heard that?
I think I have.
It's one that goes, ba-boo-dum-dum-boo-dum.
Yeah.
Ba-boo-dum-bum-boo.
I like it.
Now, these are just quarters, right? This is like a march.
Right.
Which I'm not listing under American forms for now, because it's not as relevant for you for the moment. Actually, we do have to list it down here. Quarter note. Stone, quarter note, grooves. Because every now and then you get a Penny Lane that shows up. We'll talk. Yeah, that's Soul Man. Now that's later, and that's ridiculously 16th.
Uh-huh.
Hold On, I'm Coming just has... The guy's playing... Steve, the proper, is playing.
Right.
But the band is... I mean, there's a lot of 16th starting to show up in the track, you know?
Okay.
So it feels like a new rhythm. When that came out, my friends and I were astonished. We just looked at each other like,
because
we weren't technical then.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that this was an incipient form that would take over the country. I just knew. I said, what a beat this song.
That's cool, dude.
What a fucking beat in this song. And we all knew it was something different.
Mm-hmm.
These guys weren't even musicians, my friends, but they loved music.
They just loved it.
We were all knocked out, man. So yeah, early forms were fragmented, just a hint of 16th mm-hmm. here and there. Okay, quick delineation. Swing 16ths. Before we talk about the important one, which is at the top, we need to talk about the second one, which is just regular rock 16ths, so
okay.
you can hear the difference. Regular rock 16ths have no bounce.
Mm-hmm.
They are straight. It doesn't mean they're bad. They can be pretty musical
sure.
if the figures, if the stuff, the content is reasonable. But they are straight. I'll just do it acoustically. I've heard a million things
sure,
in the 60s.
Sure.
People just got crazy behind
mm-hmm.
that, how much energy they could express by strumming.
Yep.
If it were a lot of 16ths, you'd finally hear guys going. And that's what's turned it. We still have it. Heavy metal
mm-hmm.
has it
mm-hmm.
sometimes. That's a very straight, daka, daka, daka. A machine can go
right.
even, other than volume accents.
Mm-hmm.
If there were no volume
mm-hmm.
accents, it would just be
mm-hmm.
But we know there's a beat there, too.
Right.
Okay. Swing 16ths, just bounce more. They go donka 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 donka.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it were just a simple A chord, that doesn't do any good. You need to change to
right, right.
That's the one you like a lot, I think.
Sure, sure.
Turn your love around and
yeah.
just a bunch
That's
of cool good stuff.
Thing. Sure.
By the 70s, you have this stuff. Stone 16ths,
right.
real bouncy.
Uh-huh.
Swing 16ths are absolutely in the same housing project as bebop.
Uh-huh.
All you got to do is get the bass player to play straight quarter notes in double time.
Huh.
To what he was playing, and it'll turn into bop instantly. If you're going...
Uh-huh.
And suddenly the bass player goes... And you keep going...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or at least swing.
Yeah.
It turns into jazz by him instead of going...
Right.
Starts.
Right, right, right. Can
they both have the same bounce. That's why when Benson plays against funk, he goes,
yeah.
It's the same lines he plays when the cats are going.
Right, right.
So if you go. So try something like this, Mark. Say A7 and then just any bass line you like. It's just kind of, they don't have to be fancy, just little bass lines. It's the feel. Tim Mark, do it. You need your foot to get involved, man. Let the foot tap the big stuff. Get one of your feet conditioned to tap this large beat where my hand is. When you hear this back on the tape at home, see where your foot is? You're going twice as fast as my hand. That's good, yeah. Let your leg feel. That's good. Now that right leg, I want you to, when you're first doing this, to look at your leg, because it'll get off on you. It'll waver. And get it to tapping much faster because you're a high metabolic rate guy. You want to train it to.
I know.
It feels like two people right now in your body. The hands and the feet don't feel connected. But you can train your foot to be a good timekeeper for you. Now, if you double the speed of the foot, double up your bottom end activity so that you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got.
Right.
You got bopping in there.
Right.
Close
right. to it. That feels more comfortable with the foot. Right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But you can learn to tap slow.
Mm-hmm.
You set an agenda first. You can put a metronome on so it bangs in your ear that
right.
you hear. Boom. Boom. You get your foot, you look at your foot constantly for a while until you see that it's with the metronome. Every time you check it, if you find it
mm-hmm.
fudging, you just got to make a pact with yourself that you will continue
good.
To watch your
sure.
foot when you do 16th. This is the trickiest one for you
mm-hmm.
so far. The next kind of 16ths are florid. Do you know this too? It's a word that means kind of ornate.
Oh, yes, I know that.
It also means kind of maybe flowing.
Baroque is florid.
Busy or busy. Yeah, florid, yeah. I wrote i.e. horizontal rippling texture.
Mm-hmm.
i.e. folk.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, when you hear it, tap your foot, please, where you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1E and a 2E and that's 16.